Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And you're joining us for the second day of our lesson about Christian Salvation Service, and they are celebrating life, especially this week. It's their 30th anniversary this year, and so this week they are celebrating. If you joined us yesterday, then you know who Paula is. She was here in the studio, and she is one of the founders of Christian Salvation Service. And of course, they are an organization that help women and children in crisis or in difficult times. Now, I wonder if you have ever considered adopting a child. That's what this organization does. They have children that need to be adopted sometimes. And so, Carolyn, would you consider adopting a child?
Well, I'm not married and I'm not expecting to have any children anytime soon, but I think that adoption is a great option for parents who are looking for having their own family, and they want to help children who are in crisis and need a good home.
That's right. I know many friends who have adopted children, and I think it's a wonderful thing. I like the adoption option. Well, it's time for us to get started learning more about some of these people, some of these kids who were adopted out of Christian Salvation Service to various countries. Let's get started learning about Allison first.
Christian Salvation Service celebrates life. Allison, born in 1984, lives in the USA. With a junior high school education, Allison's teenage mother left home to work and live in a factory. It was fun and exciting at first to be away from her parents' supervision. However, she soon found herself pregnant. With the help of a CSS counselor, the young mother and her parents placed her baby in a loving and prepared home. A common story in the 80s for many, including Allison's mom. Allison does social networking and design for a network of children's clinics and hospitals. Her passion for dancing has led to her involvement in many productions. One production in particular, coordinated by multiple dance studios, uses its proceeds to make the wishes of seriously ill children come true.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. Does adoption really make a difference? Yes. Just ask Allison and Susanna. We'll learn more about their stories today in today's article. But before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary. Pregnant. Pregnant is an adjective. Many women finally stop smoking when they become pregnant. Multiple. Multiple is an adjective. After multiple tries, the little boy finally hit a home run. Household. Household is a noun. Most households in the small town on the coast were affected by the typhoon. Grateful. Grateful is an adjective. The students were very grateful to their teacher for all of her hard work. Your more information words are supervision. Supervision is a noun. Coordinate. Coordinate is a verb. Let's learn more in the article.
Well, it looks like Allison is returning the favor that was given to her by Christian Salvation Service. Let's go back to the beginning here. Born in 1984, lives in the USA. So we're talking about Allison here. This is when she was born. With a junior high school education, Allison's teenage mother left home to work and live in a factory. That sounds normal so far.
Yes, it does. It sounds like a pretty common situation. Mm-hmm. You need to make money working, and so you go to live and work in a factory so that you are very close to where you need to work. And we find out that it was fun and exciting at first to be away from her parents' supervision. So she was away from her parents. They couldn't supervise her or tell her what she should and shouldn't do to watch out for her.
That's right. So she's away from their supervision. However, she soon found herself pregnant. Okay, we have a key word in that sentence there. Pregnant. Now, we learned a similar word yesterday, pregnancy. That's the state of being pregnant. But here is an adjective. When you have a child growing inside of you, you are pregnant.
That's right. So she is going to have a baby, and this can be very scary for a young teenager. We read on, with the help of a CSS counselor, the young mother and her parents placed her baby in a loving and prepared home.
That's right. So they placed her in that home. Okay, and this is a common story in the 80s for many, including Allison's mom. All right, so this didn't just happen once or twice. This probably happened a lot. It was a common story. Well, how does it continue, Carolyn?
Well, we continue learning about what Allison is doing now. Allison does social networking and design for a network of children's clinics and hospitals. So she is really trying to help children who are in need now.
Well, as I said before, it seems like Allison is returning the favor. That means that someone did something nice for her, and she's doing it for other people. She's paying it forward. She is involved in something great here. Now, let's continue learning about Allison. Her passion for dancing has led to her involvement in many productions. So, she's gotten involved in lots of shows.
That's right. We learned that word production yesterday when we were talking about David, who enjoyed singing in the high school productions. Mm-hmm. And here she is in dancing productions. So not singing, but dancing also can be a production. And one production in particular, coordinated by multiple dance studios, uses its proceeds to make the wishes of seriously ill children come true. This sounds like a very great cause, Gabe.
I think so, too. So she's involved in some productions, and these productions are helping other people, especially children here. Okay, let's talk about this word from our word bank. It is multiple. We're talking about something that was coordinated by multiple dance studios. That means more than one. How could you use this word?
Well, multiple does mean that there is more than one of something. You might say, I have multiple pairs of shoes in my closet. I don't have just one pair, I have several pairs, or multiple pairs.
And I believe you, Carolyn. I believe you do have multiple pairs of shoes. I have one pair. Well, how else could you use that word? Maybe it's the winter and it's really cold. You should wear multiple layers when you go out. Or you could say, you know, I like your advice. Actually, multiple people gave me the same advice. Many people gave me the same advice.
That's right. Well, these dance studios, the multiple dance studios, use the proceeds, so the money they make from these productions or performances, to help seriously ill children and make their wishes come true. So there are several organizations around the world, and especially in the United States, that try to help children who are sick have their dreams come true, or their wishes, something very special that they really wish would happen come true.
And I think this is a great cause, especially for a production company like this to do. Well, I want to talk about a sentence earlier in the lesson here, a common story in the 80s for many, including Allison's mom. I wonder if you notice anything special about that sentence. It doesn't seem complete, and that is okay. There is no verb in this sentence. But this sentence is emphasizing something. It's emphasizing that this is a common story. Sometimes it's okay to do that when you're writing, but not on a regular basis. Don't get used to writing without verbs. Right now it's time for us to learn something new with Michelle in the Language Lab.
嗨，大家好，我是 Michelle。首先，我们看的是 pregnant 这个形容词。昨天我们学过它的名词是 pregnancy， 意思是怀孕。形容词 pregnant 就是指怀孕的。例如 ，The couple finally got pregnant after years of trying。这对夫妻尝试多年之后，终于怀孕了。如果要说明怀的是哪一胎的话，是用 with 这个介系词。例如 ，Brenda was still in college when she was pregnant with her second child。Brenda 在怀第二胎的时候还在大学就读。继续我们来看的是 multiple 这个形容词 ，multi 这个字首有多的意思，所以 multiple 是指多个的、多重的或者是复杂的。例如 ，The victim is suffering from multiple injuries。这位伤者有多处部位受伤，或者是 The food processor has multiple functions。这个食物处理机有多重的功能。
Today we are continuing our article on Christian Salvation Service, a wonderful organization that helps women and children in crisis. Today we've been learning a little bit about Allison, one of the many children that they helped to be adopted into a wonderful family. We found out that her mother found herself pregnant after going to live at a factory, and then Allison was adopted by a wonderful, loving family, and now helps children in her office, in her workplace. Well, we have another person we'd like to learn about in the next part of our article today, Susanna.
Christian Salvation Service celebrates life. Susanna, born in 1987, lives in Sweden. One of five children in a single-parent family, the teenage girl was taken to the hospital by her mother. Only when premature labor began did the family realize the girl was pregnant. At birth, the hospital referred the 1,600-gram baby, Susanna, to CSS for care. Adopted by a family from Sweden, Susanna grew up in a loving household with her brother, adopted from Vietnam. Now she seeks to tell her birth family how grateful she is. She feels they were brave or desperate to give her a chance.
Well, I would be grateful as well.Let's go to the beginning here, talking about Susanna. She was born in 1987 and lives in Sweden. Carolyn, have you ever been to Sweden?
I have not been to Sweden, but my brother has. He actually went there on a mission trip.
Well, that's really cool. I would be interested in visiting there as well. Susanna lives here, one of five children in a single-parent family. The teenage girl was taken to the hospital by her mother.All right, so a single-parent family, that means she was living with either her mom or her dad, not both of them.
That's right, and we see that it was her mother who took her to the hospital. Only when premature labor began did the family realize the girl was pregnant. Well, this sounds like a very scary situation, especially when there is premature labor. We learned yesterday from Paula that if something is premature, then it is happening before its time. It's not time for labor to happen, and so it is called premature. And there's a really great phrase in this sentence, only when something did something happen.
That's right. So they didn't realize that she was pregnant until...They took her to the hospital. Only when premature labor began did this happen. Let's use this phrase in another way, okay? You could say we wanted to see the lion at the zoo, but only when we left did the lion come out into the area where you could see it. Only when we left did it come out.
Oh, that's too bad. You missed seeing the lion. Well, you could also use this phrase, only when it started raining did I remember...I left my umbrella at home.
Oh, goodness. You don't want to forget your umbrella if it's raining outside. Well, it's time for us right now to go and enjoy some time with Steve and Ken in the information cloud because they have something they want to share with us about this word realize.
Hi, friends. Have you ever wondered how is realizing something different from knowing something?
Good question, Steve. When translated into Chinese, both words have very similar meanings, but there is a difference between to know and to realize, and the difference is time.
That's right, Ken. Knowing is long-term, while realizing takes place in a very short instance. If I say, for example, I know who I love, then that means I've had this knowledge for a long time.
Right, you've always perceived or understood this fact. But if I say I realize who I love, it's more of a revelation.
Right, it's like you suddenly grasped or understood something clearly.
It's like being hit over the head. It's what we call an aha moment. Something dawns on you.
I just realize she's the one I love after all these years working alongside her.
Good example. It may take you a while to come to a realization, but you cannot actively realize something for a long period of time. Knowing something, on the other hand, you can.
So knowing something describes a steady state. However, realizing something is to transition from a state of ignorance to a state of knowledge.
Very well said. Realize 跟 know 这两个字都表示了解、知道、认识到。但是呢，有一个很大的差别，那就是时间的长度。Know 是一种一直持续的状态。I know who I love. 我知道我爱的是谁。言下之意是我始终都知道。Realize 表示发现、意识到一件事，那是一刹那的。I realize who I love. 我突然恍然大悟，发现我爱的是谁。你也许跟某个人同事多年，有一天你蓦然回首 ，realize 他就是你的真命天子，那是一种顿悟。那今天的课文呢，讲到 Susanna 的母亲一直到早产的阵痛开始时，她的家人才 realize。发现她其实怀孕了，那那样的发现一定是突如其来的。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Well, I'm glad that we now know the difference between know and realize. Continuing in our article, at birth, the hospital referred the 1,600-gram baby Susanna to CSS for care. So.This baby was very, very small, 1,600 grams.
That's right. Now, of course, she had an adopted family in Sweden. We're going to learn about that right now. Adopted by a family from Sweden, Susanna grew up in a loving household with her brother, adopted from Vietnam. So she's not the only one in this family who is adopted. She has a brother adopted from Vietnam.Let's take a look at a key word there. It is household. Here we're talking about a loving household. And when you see household written like this, it basically means family.
That's right. It means the people who are living together as a family. Mm-hmm. So you could ask, how many people are in your household? How many people are in your family that live with you?
And I hope you have a loving family.That you grew up in a loving household. Of course, I think that is very important. And if someone is willing to adopt children, I think that is an act of love. Already there is love in that household. So now there's someone, Susanna from Taiwan, and her brother adopted from Vietnam.
That's right, and we find out a little bit more about Susanna. Now she seeks to tell her birth family how grateful she is.And we'll look at that word grateful. It means that she is very, very thankful. She wants to show how much she loves them and how thankful she is.
It's good to be grateful. It's good to have a grateful attitude, good to have a grateful spirit. And I do wonder what you are grateful for. What kinds of things in your life are you grateful for? I think you should talk about those in English. That would be good practice.
Yes, so I am very grateful for God's love for me. Mm-hmm. And Susanna is very grateful to her birth parents. She feels they were brave or desperate to give her a chance. They really wanted her to have a good life.
That's right. It says brave or desperate. Maybe Susanna is not sure if they were really brave or if they were desperate, but either way, they wanted to give her a chance at life. So now she can celebrate life. Well, it's time right now for us to watch a special video about CSS.
And then we'll join Michelle in the language lab.
A child is not able to choose the family it is born into. Even though these adorable babies might face a very different fate from most people, love can change their future. Christian Salvation Service was established in 1983. It upholds the beliefs that every life is equally precious, and where there is love, there is home. CSS helps repair the tremendous cracks in these children's lives with a far-reaching love. Due to constant efforts, more than 1,800 children have been rescued. The organization helps weak and vulnerable babies to face the many challenges of life and its imperfections. Christian Salvation Service co-founder Xia Hui Chen. The children in our Mu'an hallway house came to us through different channels. Many were referred to us by the government or by social workers in hospitals. Some were referred to CSS by other social welfare organizations. These children have various health conditions resulting from premature births or other illnesses, including lung diseases and congenital defects. Some of them came from families with mental illness or retardation, some with parents addicted to drugs. The various needs of these children must be met, such as 24-hour-a-day care, food and supplies, as well as the need to go to the hospital for examinations, physical therapy, or even surgery. Support so that each and every one of them can get the most appropriate assistance, a forever home, and a bright future.
Okay, 继续我们看的是 household 这个名词。Household 跟 house 不太一样。House 是指房子的建筑，但是 household 是指家庭，一家人或者是住在同一个房子中的人。例如 over 70% of the households in this area are on welfare. 这个区域中超过 70% 的家庭都在领救济金。Household 也可以当形容词，意思是家庭的。例如 household chores 是指家务，或者是 household appliances 是指家电。这我们看的是 grateful 这个形容词。Grateful 是指感激的或者是感谢的。例如 I'm really grateful for your support. 我真的非常感谢你的支持。它的名词是 gratitude, G-R-A-T-I-T-U-D-E, 意思是感谢。例如 we want to express our gratitude through this card. 我们想用这张卡片表达我们的感激之情。And let's return to our teachers now.
Well, today we've learned about two kids who were adopted out with the help of Christian Salvation Service. And of course, this organization has been around for 30 years,And many things have changed over the last 30 years. Carolyn, do you know anything that has changed over the last 30 years?
Well, one thing that has changed is the adoption law here in Taiwan. If you want to adopt, you have to go through a special organization like CSS. You can no longer do private adoptions through a court.
Okay, that is one very significant change. If you are interested in more about CSS, you can visit their website, csstaipei.org. You should do that if you are interested in learning more. And of course, we have more for you on this tomorrow. So please come back right here to Studio Classroom.
Goodbye. See you then.